Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
We all need to stop using TikTok and Zoom right now. I'm an avid TikTok user, but I mainly just watch other people's videos. The other day, a TikTok showed up on my feed of a time-lapse of a child aging from being a baby to being 10 years old, with the caption, "Time flies." It was late, so I watched it with one eye open as I felt myself drifting off. In the morning, I woke up to my phone playing some other random video with only 2% of my battery left. I went to work later that morning, and as usual, watched some more TikToks on my break. Again, I saw the same video pop up on my feed, the time-lapse child video. I let it play again in the background as I ate my sandwich, not really paying much attention. The end of my shift came, and I made my way to my car. Out of the corner of my eye, I thought I saw a child in the road, but as I turned to look, I only saw a bus zooming past. Nothing else left on the road. When I got back into bed, I decided to Zoom call my sister and her family. She's a little bit older than I am and has a husband and 3 children. We talked for a bit about what we both have been up to. And then, after a while, one of her kids came into her room, I assume wanting something. My sister, however, just kept on talking, as if she hadn't noticed one of her kids was behind her. After a few moments, I pointed at the screen to indicate to her to look. And as she turned her head, the child was gone. The Zoom call then suddenly quit, and my screen plunged into darkness. I received another call, so I answered it. But this time, it was my sister's room, but without my sister in it. Instead, it was 2 children, staring into the screen with their mouths wide open, almost as if their jaws were dislocated.
Bethany.
My name was hissed behind my ear. I shot my head around me, but saw nothing behind me. I turned back around to see my iPad and my screen was blank. I tried calling my sister back, but she wouldn't answer, so I figured she was busy putting her kids back to bed. I browsed some Twitter, Facebook, and then finally a few TikTok videos before drifting off to sleep. I woke up around 3 a.m. to a high-pitched, chipmunked song blaring out of my phone speakers. I looked down at my phone and saw the same time-lapse video of the child. The phone then turned black at the same time as my bedroom's light turned on. Staring at me was a child, eyes black, and mouth wide open with a dislocated jaw. I tried to speak, but my mouth felt numb and dry, as if I'd eaten a teaspoon of cinnamon. The child's eyes sharpened, a small white pupil forming in the middle of his coal black eyes. A blaring white pupil right in my direction.
Bethany.
A voice hissed. The lights turned off. Blackness flooded the room as my phone screen turned back on. Video after video of children flashed by my eyes as my TikTok feed automatically played. Each video was a child, staring into the camera, eyes wide open, jaws dislocated. This time I heard murmuring seemingly coming from these children. At first, it was a whisper, but as each video played after the next, the murmurs became a mumble, then a hiss, then a melody. The audio from the video stopped. Then, out of the silence, my phone blared into shouts of incoherent screams. The screams were no longer language known to me, just animalistic guttural cries. In desperation and horror, I threw my phone against the wall. Instead of hearing a crash, I heard a dull thud as it fell straight down onto my rug, right in front of the bed. Panic filled my body for a brief second, but then there was nothing. I woke up to the morning sun seeping through my window blinds. I got myself ready for work and made my way to my car, my hands trembling the whole journey. I spoke to one of my colleagues who I knew believed in the supernatural, spiritual stuff, and he listened to me intently. After I finished my story, he looked me dead in the eye and told me to get rid of my phone. He told me to stop using social media and to stop watching videos. Before I could ask him why, a customer interrupted us asking for directions for a product they couldn't find. I tried waiting for my colleague after work. I was eager to ask him more. As I leaned against my car door, I saw 3 children walk towards me. As I began to ask what they wanted, my mouth fell silent as my eyes met theirs. Their eyes were pure black, and their mouths dropped open, becoming wider and wider as I heard their jaws open into dislocation. I then felt a hand grip mine and pull me across the car park to another car.
Don't look back. Try not to even think about them.
My colleague rasped his voice at me.
I saw them.
I saw those things right in front of you, in your car. I saw their eyes. I looked blankly at my colleague, unable to reply.
It's okay, Bethany. You must be in shock.
I know who they are. What they are. You mustn't use your phone. You mustn't watch anything else online. They will leave you alone. They will go away. My throat tightened. It's okay. You don't need to say anything. Just go home, eat, and get some rest. I'll cover for you tomorrow. I walked away back to my car. My whole body felt stiff and lethargic. As I turned the key into the ignition, I saw the three kids again on the other side of the car. I also saw my colleague kneeling down in front of them, speaking to them. As I drove out, I drove past them, and my colleague looked up at me, his head twisted unnaturally. His eyes were black, and his mouth hung open. I sped off in my car, and I made my way home through different roads and avenues. Every time I turned my head, I saw a child on the sidewalk, eyes black, jaw dislocated. I forced myself to keep looking ahead until I reached my house. I packed some essentials and got back in my car and drove up to my dad's house. This is where I am now. I'm with my dad, in the middle of nowhere. There are no children here, no schools or play parks. I would have stayed off the internet, off of my phone, but I saw one. I still saw a child. There's no escaping them. I understand that now. You must all keep off these video sites. It's the only warning that I can think of that might protect you.
To give you some context, I'm a 14-year-old girl. And ever since I downloaded TikTok, me and my friends would always make dancing videos for our TikTok accounts. One day, we were hanging out at the mall, and we were all doing a popular TikTok dance at the time in front of my phone that was recording. After we were done, I pick up my phone and watch the TikTok. In the video, I notice a guy in the background. He looked to be about our age, maybe slightly older. Keep in mind, we were in a public setting, so it wasn't uncommon to get stares from people passing by. Though, this guy wasn't walking by. He was more so standing still and sort of blankly staring at us. We all noticed him, and one of my friends jokingly makes fun of him for being creepy. All in all, we thought nothing of it. I looked behind to see if he was still there, but he was gone. A couple weeks go by, and I get a direct message from a guy named Greg on TikTok. The message said, "Hey, just noticed I was in your latest TikTok. I feel honored." Curious, I clicked on his profile and noticed that, sure enough, it was the guy who was staring at us in the background of my TikTok video. We sort of went about chatting, and I actually found him pretty funny. A couple days go past, and he asked me for my Snapchat. We text some more in messages, and eventually he asked me to go out to get coffee sometime. He was pretty good looking, to be honest, so I accepted. The day comes, and we meet at Starbucks. When I see him, I immediately notice he's extremely nervous. For example, when I asked him how he was doing, he just kind of replied with one-word answers, and he kept acting like this for the entire date. I decided to break the ice by telling him he was pretty smooth over text, to which he replies his older brother helps him out with girls, then he just kind of falls flat again. There were a lot of long silent pauses, and it was kind of starting to get a little awkward for me. I felt bad for him, but at the same time I didn't know what to say. Eventually, he excuses himself to use the restroom. That's when I start to hear faint banging coming from the men's restroom. It was like something banging on the wall over and over. Now, the Starbucks was decently empty, so I'm 90% sure the banging came from him. The banging then stopped, and a couple minutes later, Greg comes out. I noticed his forehead was red. Was he banging his head against the wall? That's when I decide something's off about him. I tell him I need to head home and made up some dumb excuse. We told each other goodbye, and I left. As soon as I get home and get on my phone, I see a bunch of notifications coming from TikTok. So, I open the app and see that he's liked all of my TikTok posts. All the likes came from about 30 minutes ago, meaning he was probably liking my pictures when he was in the restroom, given that I didn't see him on his phone when he was with me. This creeps me out. I don't know what to think. Then, I open my messages on Snapchat, and he tells me he had a really great time talking to me. This was obviously out of place for him to say, because he barely said a word. Something was definitely fishy about this whole thing. The way he was texting did not match how he was in real life. Either he's just super shy in person, or his brother is giving all the hints on how to text. I decide to leave him on read. Immediately after though, he messages me, asking if I had just left him on read. I decided not to open the message so as not to escalate things, but that's when things got disturbing. A couple minutes later, I get a strange message from him saying, "Why are you making me do this?" I instantly replied to this message, asking him doing what and if he was okay. From that, I didn't get any response from Greg anymore. At this point, I was a little concerned. I was thinking back to the fact that he might have been banging his head out of frustration when we were at Starbucks. I decided to call him, but no answer. I had no way of reaching him, and I didn't know where he lived, so I was stuck. I regret leaving him on read, but figured he's probably fine and just doing this to get a response. The message was also ambiguous, so it was unclear whether it implied self-harm or not. Either way, there was nothing I could do to reach him, so I just decided to let it go and hopefully wait for a response the day after. The next morning, I checked Snapchat and noticed he had left me on read. I was relieved now that he was either over me leaving him on read or just making a point. A couple weeks passed, and things were pretty uneventful. That was until one night. It was around 11 p.m, and I was staying up late studying in my room. I was really thirsty, so I decided to go downstairs to get some water. As I'm in the kitchen, I get my drink and get ready to head back up the stairs. That's when I hear a chair move from outside the deck. It's a noise I recognize, because I hear it all the time when my parents are moving the outside deck chairs. But this time, it was really sudden and loud. I decided to go investigate, as maybe a deer or something hit one of the chairs and were making their way in my backyard. I open the sliding glass door to the deck area and look around. It's pitch black, so I can barely make out the chairs. I decided to turn on the lights, and that's when I see it. It was Greg's face hidden in the bushes. I get a mini heart attack, but in the moment I somehow froze and sort of looked to the side so that he didn't notice me realize he was there hiding. I look around for a couple more seconds to make it seem like I didn't see anything unusual before turning the lights back off, going back inside and locking the door behind me. I somehow managed to make it look like I calmly got my drink from the kitchen counter and went back to my room. I lock my bedroom door and immediately call 911. The operator tells me that they'll send a police car on the way. I know all the doors downstairs are locked, but just in case while I'm waiting, I try to listen as carefully as I can to any noise coming from outside or downstairs. Minutes later, I could hear police sirens. They were able to find Greg. Upon talking with them, they said they found him in the backyard trying to escape by climbing the fence before getting tased for not cooperating with the cops. He was apparently placed in some sort of mental institution to get help. I'm glad Greg now receives the help he needs. But most importantly, that me and my family made it out safe, as I'm convinced Greg didn't have good intentions that night.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.